Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. I think we got them all in. Hi, everybody. Oh, it's so good to be here with you. My balance, my happy place. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again because I'll lose you off the switchboard. Stephen will come on and get your name, hopefully, because we've got a lot to talk about. I don't know about you, but the world seems crazy to me. I am getting so many calls a day. Dee, I think I'm dying. Can you help me? To what's going on with my kid. I don't understand what's happening. It's kind of like we've entered into an alternate reality and we don't know how to live here. Just bizarre. I mean, like consistently constant since my brother passed. One of my very good friends just found out she has a pretty bad diagnosis with cancer. And so, you know me, I do the work. I sat down and I went, what am I supposed to know about all this? What's causing all this? What's at the energetic root of all of this? And is it still the same? Yes. The channel said because people don't know if they want to go or if they want to stay. So I want everybody listening to make a conscious choice now. Do you want to stay on this planet or do you want to go? Because you don't want to hold yourself in between. Holding yourself in between will cause, gradual sickness, loss of money, because part of you will be creating reasons that you have to leave instead of all of you being integrated that you want to stay. So everybody make a decision right now. I am choosing and I am committed to. Well, if you just committed to stay, guys, then I want you to stay joyfully and happily and powerfully and get out and do what you want to do. It's now or never, guys. Let's step up because if not us, who? And if not now, when? Another important piece of information that came out, remember that they asked us to claim daily, which I know you all have been doing. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. We don't have to say that anymore because the majority of the collective consciousness has embraced that. Yippee and woohoo. We do, however, need to claim all injustice is brought to justice now. Please add that in your daily commands and directions. All injustice is brought to justice now. You know, and I'm witnessing so many little innocuous things around injustice, like I sent my brother's obituary to our hometown newspaper. You know what they charged me for putting in the obituary, which is the last, pretty much the last act a family does to honor their loved one? $2,000 to put in his full obituary. That's just not right. Morally, it's not right. So I'm got to call in to the editor just to express my opinions. Maybe I'll write a letter to the editor. But not okay. Not okay that the only way we can allow our loved ones to pass peacefully is to starve them to death. I'm kind of on a... My Baptist preacher's coming out about all of this, so be careful today. our next webinar is on racism, May 26th. And the channel wanted to talk a little bit about that today, using the word bigotry. Now, the definition in the dictionary of bigotry is when we are convinced of a particular creed, opinion, or practice. On the internet, it takes it a little further. Obstinate or unreasonable attachment to a belief, opinion, or fact. In particular, prejudiced against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular group. So we know that if we are being love, we have no room in our life for racism and bigotry of any kind, which is judging others for their beliefs. Remember the lesson that the channel gave me when I was back east sitting with my brother is, no matter what anybody else does, guys, our job is just to be love. To be love, no matter what. So we are claiming that today. You know, last night, we wanted to find something to watch, and we were looking through some of the movies, and I saw Inherit the Wind, and I went, oh, my God, let's watch that. I haven't seen that in forever. And I could watch Spencer Tracy from now until doomsday, as they used to say, or rebirth day. So I highly suggest all of you watch this amazing movie again, Inherit the Wind. It's about everything that is going on today. And it just spells it out so eloquently. And the performances are so majestic. And it feeds right into all the racism. I judge you, and I can't be friends with you, and I'm not safe with you because you don't believe the way I believe. Guys, it's got to start with us. It's got to start with us. So please, step up to the plate for yourself and the world and join us on May 26th. Now, the most important announcement I have, everybody put it on your calendar, set your DVRs. May 6th is my daughter Gabrielle's episode on the doctors about her book and how it's helping people create themselves through self-love and all that. May 6th, The Doctors, Gabrielle Stone. Oh, I'm so proud and so excited, and I want you all to tune in. All righty. Anything else that I've forgotten? No, I think we be going to the calls. And we are going to start with Joanne in Connecticut. Hi, babe. You're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you so much. And I really want to thank you for last week's call. I didn't get to talk to you, but just listening to you in the very beginning, I feel that it's made a huge difference in my life. So thank you.
Oh, Joanne, thank you. Thank you so much.
And your example is exemplary. So I would like the channel to help me with the highest knowing for, I've been experiencing a very intense case of the shingles. Like, it's hard to even talk about it. It's been so incredibly painful.
You know, the first word they gave me, Joanne, is sadness. And I don't usually feel, but I can feel your sadness. What's the sadness isn't about the shingles. What's the sadness about?
It probably connects to my daughter trying so hard to have a child and trying to adopt, taking 8 years.
Yes. And Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and she's out buying things, getting ready for an adoption that she hasn't been chosen yet. But I'm trying to keep my faith strong about it, but it's hard.
Well, it's not hard. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Okay? Whenever you hear yourself saying it's hard, I want you to stop and go, it's not hard. It's a choice. I'm choosing to make it easy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shingles. Generalized dread. They are, in effect, waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is exactly what you just described. They are experiencing much anxiety that things will go badly. And they labor under much fear and tension as they anticipate disaster. Can you just start, just close your eyes, baby, and envision that beautiful child that's coming into your daughter's life? In any way possible. We're just feeling the love, feeling the joy, feeling the light around all that. And we're telling the universe now, I'm staying in trust. You come in and create this wonderful, wonderful being for my family. And then your job is done, honey. Other than staying in love, be love and be love for yourself. And tell the shingles, thank you very much. They've served their purpose. We understand what we have to bring in balance now. But then you got to do it, Joanne. You've got to do it consciously, okay?
Yes, I will. I am.
I'm not getting anything. We went right to the core of it, and you can feel it, can't you?
Oh, I could, yeah. And right before the shingles, I had a CAT scan where they found some nodules on my lungs, and it wasn't even my doctor who told me about it. It was his secretary, so it kind of put me in a whirlwind, fear.
Uh-huh,
and,
sure.
But the lungs hold grief, right? So it's all connected.
It is all connected. Did they think there was anything to worry about these nodules?
I was able to get an appointment with a pulmonologist, and he's not terribly concerned. He's just going to follow me. So,
yeah, I don't get a big concern about it either, Joanne.
Yeah.
But good for you, because, guys, if you don't follow through and you don't get some definitive answers, subconsciously you worry. And what does worry do? It puts our attention on what we don't want. So better to go to the doctor and know what you're dealing with, right? So you don't worry about it. You just create. Breathe easily into knowing that all is being delivered in joy and happiness to you, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe
I like
into that. Yeah. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Much love to you. Marie in San Francisco, haven't talked to you for a while. How are you, honey?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm my condolences about your brother.
Thank
I hope you,
you
got my message.
I got, yes, and I thank you all for your loving messages that you sent me. It helped a lot. What can we do for
you today?
I sent
you a funny card, too, so I hope you can get to it because I think you'll really enjoy it. And it got my ire up when you were talking about the injustices and all that, and I was ready to fight for you. I'm like, I can do that. I can deal with that.
I don't want to fight anybody. I just want to be heard and start creating a space where we create this differently, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, you have a question, baby case?
Yeah, it was part of that too, and dealing with the injustices, and I just feel like there's still blocks when I'm still dealing with Social Security and their injustice, and my attorney telling me that they may not be able to go back to get my money back that they just never finished and never told me to do more paperwork about, and then I make doctor's appointments even just this week and I'm waiting for my doctor to call me and he doesn't call me.
Okay, so what you just described, Maria, is a belief that people, aka the universe, don't come through for you.
That's what I thought, and I was
so you
I was teasing
you,
that
you
not,
are
cause...
no
okay.
you are choosing that, but guys, just choosing it doesn't mean that that gives you enough time to reestablish a new neural pathway in your brain. And that's, look, that's what religion does. That's what, when we meditate, we're creating new neural pathways. When we do breathing, we're creating new neural pathways. You can call it science, you can call it spirituality, you can call it religion, it's all the same thing. But basically, we have to go, oh, that belief has created this chemistry in my brain. I don't want that anymore. What do I want? I want to know that all the world comes through for me and shows up for me. That's what I want. So feel love and joy into that. And every time you go, see, they're not coming through for me, you got to stop in that moment, Maria, and go, nope, that's my old belief. That's my old perception. Not what I want. I am standing here, the God of Maria, saying all energy comes through for me.
How do I best better open my heart? I really feel like I'm just closed, and even when I direct it in, I don't feel opening enough to...
The easiest way to do that is to think of something that is unconditionally loving, like a pet.
Yeah.
Or a place in nature. Well, you can't think of something you love, Maria, and not have your heart open. It's not possible. Now, you can think of something and have your heart open and go, you know, I'm choosing not to think that I feel anything here. And then you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Maria's got to be on Maria's side about all this. All right, baby?
Okay.
Thank you. You betcha. Let me see. Where are we going here? Where are we going? Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
I've been sending love and energy your way. I haven't actually emailed you because I figured you needed the space. And
yeah, thank you, sweetheart.
But I'm glad to hear you're bouncing back up. I can understand. I was going through the grief process with you, as well. But anyway, now getting to my question at hand, because, you know, lots of people that you, I'm sure you want to
hear. Yeah, I appreciate that, Andrew. But thank you, darling. Thank you for all those kind words. What's your question?
I am healing. My healing is progressing really nicely. I've been, I'm still dealing with concussion symptoms. And I'm like wanting to ask about when a person checks out, you know, is there a, like, are there moments when it's legitimate that a person checks out and moments when it's not? Because I'm finding, like, I've been having to be very careful with my energy and what I do, because there are certain things that aggravate my symptoms. And I know you're not a doctor. I just have to say that in case of it, so people are aware that just from the channel.
Andrew, the answer is yes. Interesting question. And then they said, that's really what we're talking about, is sometimes we look out in life and we go, I just don't even want to know about this. I don't want to even be a part of this. And so we check out. And we all do it. That's a little tiny scale of the bigger thing that we talked about at the top of the show, they're saying. So you just keep telling yourself you want to be here, and you know, and you're whole and complete. Is there another word? No. Okay?
Okay, because I was more looking at it as to, like, things that I would like to do, but I have to conserve my energy for the healing process, because and sometimes I just, you know, I just lie and relax and I don't do anything because my energy is not there. And then when the energy is there, I do stuff. And but yeah, that is. Okay.
That, well,
thanks.
And that's fine. Just don't start creating the belief for yourself that you don't have enough energy to do everything. While you are nursing yourself back to health, by the way, we're always in the state of health as far as the channel's concerned, you want to know that you're whole and complete.
Yeah.
So that you don't get locked into always getting better. Do you understand, Andrew?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I just had the concern that maybe some of the time, and I think it could be a subconscious thing where some of the time that I'm just relaxing, I'm over relaxing too much, that
nope.
I need to get up and do something.
Nope.
So
honor yourself. Relax when you think you need to, and keep telling yourself you are full of divine energy.
Okay? Okay, thank you. That's all.
Yep, you bet. See, guys, we want to walk that specific and very fine line around creating wellness, but not focusing on what we're trying to fix. Okay, we're going to, oh, Sunita. I haven't heard from you for a long time. Hi, baby cakes. Sunita in Florida. Hello? 813-270. Do I have the right name on here? Doggone it. Where are you? Unmute yourself. All right. Got to move on.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm coming back. Okay. There you are.
I'm sorry. Thank you for mentioning that. I am sorry about your brother, because I lost two brothers who were very dear to me. So I understand your pain.
Thank
anyways,
you,
sweetheart. Anyways, going on. This is my first time with you. And I am so excited, in a way, hoping that maybe I will have some answers. I went through a really, I'm going through a period
I just retired not too long ago, trying to, and there's so much pain in my heart. And
wait. So
children.
You connected
yes.
retirement with pain in your heart.
Yes.
So it
yes.
created
it was
pain
not
for you to retire?
No, my work was not joyful. And it has kind of left me with a lot of PTSD kind of trauma.
Okay.
And
yeah, I needed to
then
get
came
clear.
Corona.
And you got Corona?
Then came COVID. No, then came COVID, you know, where you couldn't do anything with your friends or anything. But long story short, so I'm going through a difficult time with, there was so much grief in me that I couldn't understand where it was coming from or what was happening. So I need some...
Okay,
I
all
guess
right.
Your
well,
insight.
hang on, because this is, everybody just keep an open mind here. The grief that you are experiencing is being built up. It's not your typical past life stuff, because the grief has built up and built up and built up over
yeah.
more than 10, 11, 12, around 12 lifetimes of grief that
wow.
you've
wow.
kind of tucked away and said, it's my job to handle this. Right?
Oh,
but you never really felt it and expressed it. And most of all, you never gave yourself permission that it was okay to grieve.
Mm.
When I say you emotionally grieved your brothers, it goes kind of, sort of, and then to no.
Mm.
So now we're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay. Somehow these things across your past lives that you've experienced took away your knowing that you are the God of you and your own creator. And that has created great grief within you.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Okay. Well, so what are you going to do about it, Sunita?
Well, I'm looking for guidance, please.
Well, you tell me. If you knew that you had lifetimes of grief.
I feel it,
because
but I think you acknowledged it. And I want to just be rid of it, you know. I want to be joyful.
Okay, but you can't be joyful trying to get rid of the grief, because your brain thinks in pictures. So when you say, I want to get rid of the grief, you actually create more focus on your grief. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I want you to choose a love place. Something that just, as soon as you think of it, everybody, you got to have a love place here. As soon as you think of it, your heart opens and you smile. For me, it's my dog. Anything unconditional, Sunita, can you pick something?
Yes.
Okay.
Being in India, yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. So... that's where you want to go when you want to open your heart and feel love towards yourself, toward the world, toward the universe. I want you all, last week's lesson was the most important life-changing lesson I've ever taught. So let me remind you again, it doesn't matter what happens or what is going on in your life, or who does something or who doesn't do anything. You get to choose to be love, to hold yourself in love. And then all things are delivered to you guys. Okay, Sunita?
Yes.
All right,
love. Can I ask you, I know there are other people, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, quickly, yes.
Okay. I keep on dreaming about my parents who have gone to, you know, who have left their body.
They want, the biggest message is they want you to be free.
Mm.
They're coming through to encourage you to do what we just talked about. Let go of this grief. Move into love. Be free. Be joyous. The rest of your life can be such a joyous journey. But it's your choice, Sunita.
Okay.
All righty.
Yes, it is my choice. All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Remember, guys, we are the gods of us. We are. Nobody else. Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to follow up. I spoke to you probably about 6 weeks ago regarding pain in my collarbone, shoulder, back of my neck, base of my skull. I'm still having it periodically, but I've noticed that I'm having a lot of anxiety about accidents and getting hurt. And I'm just trying to figure out what that's all about. Like, I mean, I can be perfectly fine, and then it just drops in, and I start to worry about getting hurt. I just started a new exercise program. I experience it with that. Like, I'm afraid that, okay, I haven't exercised in a really long time. Oh, my God, I'm going to hurt myself. And I know that this is not how I want to be thinking. I just don't know how to stop it.
Oh, I think you do. You're just not doing it, Debbie. Give me a song.
The song from...
Anything.
Concerned Gentlemen, Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so go to your love place. Do you have one?
Of course, yes. My
okay,
dog.
So go to your love place and really feel into that.
Okay.
Can't feel any of that fear there, can you?
No.
Yeah, Sunita, this is for you too. You see, you can't, and this is science, your brain and your energy can't hold the focus on two things at one time.
Okay.
Okay? So, the basis of this,
I was going to say, where's
way,
it from?
Way back when you were 3 years old with your dad. And they're showing me a guy throwing a baby up in the air and catching her.
Oh. It's possible. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, the reason kids love that so much, kind of like a roller coaster ride for us. We pretty much know we're safe, but ooh, maybe there might be something happen. And so
the
channel is saying you're remembering that connection of the fear of something happening being exciting. Not what you want, babe.
Right.
You want to know that you are always, always safe and secure in this world. You're the God that creates that. You know that if you tell the universe to partner with you, it must. And then you go to your love place and you match it with that.
Okay.
Because it's a lot more exciting to know you can get out in the world and be safe to do anything you want to do, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The channel's also saying be very conscious when you watch the news. Because the news
don't watch the news.
Well, somehow you are getting the frequencies of all of these people being attacked.
Okay.
And that's the more accurate words, Debbie, is that you are in fear of being attacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Okay. Well, that's different than I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. See, that's
okay.
A much bigger meaning. And again, we can understand through watching our world why we would, again, pull back from reemergence and want
yeah.
to stay safe in our homes so that we don't get attacked by COVID or anything else. And yet we don't want to choose the rest of our lives living in confinement and not connecting with other people and other energy. Right?
So yes, absolutely.
Okay. So if you're never attacked, what are you?
Safe.
You what?
Safe.
Safe?
Safe. Safe.
Yes, they would prefer embraced by love.
Okay, loved. Okay.
Yeah, because if you're safe, you have to have something to be safe from.
Right.
Although they give me the word safe and secure, I am safe and secure in this world. I am safe and secure in this world because I am loved. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that just hit me right between the eyes. Just feel into that, everybody. I am safe and secure in this world because I am loved. That gets me on such a deep level. Can you feel that, Debbie?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for bringing that one in, dude.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The more we love, the more we are loved, and the more we know we're loved.
Yeah.
Automatically, we are surrounded in love and taken care of in this world. Wow. Thank you for that. Oh, my God. I'm so moved. Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Got to take a breath about that one. Claudette in Los Angeles, you're on.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Good.
I first want to express my gratitude for the work that you do and offer love and peace for you and your family.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I am looking for some clarity around the I am the God of me, which I have been
yes.
working with, and the claim and the statement. And I've got this weird disconnect, lonely feeling, like I'm very isolated that way. I'm kind of like missing my angels and guides. And
well, No. When you claim that I am the God of me, all the angels and guides and all of God rushes in to be your partner. So that's just a misunderstanding. But you see, we were given the blessing of choice and free will, were we not?
Yes.
Okay. So do you agree no one can think a thought or have a feeling or hold a perspective for you? Nobody else can do that for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That makes you the God of you that gets to choose to always be love and joy and tell the universe what you want, and then all the angels and the guides and everybody rushes in to create that with you. but they cannot take that right of your choice and responsibility away from you. So they are lovingly waiting for all of you to say, this is what I have chosen. This is what I've committed to. Come create this with me now. Can you feel into an even broader definition of God that way? Claudette?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's just like an old limiting belief or something.
Well, old religion. It's old-time religion.
Okay.
You know, I guarantee you, you are not going to go to hell by embracing love and saying what you want.
Well, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But subconsciously, you see, that's what we've been taught over eons and eons and eons of religious training. And that's why the huge message that I brought in to all of you last week was God's message, or Christ's message when he got crucified, was not, I've died for your sins, but look, they can crucify me and I still stay in love. Now that's a whole, those are two entirely different perspectives. But the greatest message that the channel brings through is love. Love is your answer to everything. Okay?
Thank you.
You feel a little bit clearer, Claudette?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some processing to do here, but yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
But just, again, go to your heart and go to your love place and feel it from there, not from your mental mind. You won't get there through your mind. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Boy, some great, deep questions. Reva, what's up, woman?
Hey, love bug, what's up?
Going on?
Well, when we were together last week, you said, hey, I talked to you about the Vegas nerve. You said, call in because that'll remind me. So I'm calling.
Oh, right. Okay. The vagus nerve, guys, is so important, not only to your health, but the signal that you're sending to your body and the signal that your energy then sends out to the universe. The vagus nerve extends down your back, down your spine, and it communicates to all the organs and the tissues and all that stuff. So literally, I did not know this when the channel gave us the breathing exercise, but the breathing exercise opens the vagus nerve and gives the message of power and love and health and abundance to everywhere in your body, which then is sent out into the universe to be matched and sent back to you. So again, they are reiterating the importance of the breathing exercise. 10 minutes a day, guys. That's all it takes. If I can do it in my schedule, you can do it in yours. Did that
See,
answer?
There you go.
And,
yeah,
and
that's what we were talking about. So,
and how did, what brought your attention to the vagus nerve, Reva?
Well, in my meditation class, there is a man who just, he gets out of his car and just faints. And his cardiologist said that was the vagus nerve. And then when I was talking to my chiropractor about the digestion stuff, she said, oh, that's from the vagus nerve. So
okay,
two
stop.
People within like 3 weeks.
Yeah. So they want you to know the signal that you are sending through your vagus nerve into your digestive tract. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Okay. Reva, You've had the power all along, Dorothy.
Ah, yes.
Yes, you have giving yourself the message and the knowing that, and it's what they gave me in Pennsylvania, I am the power that chooses love and joy.
Got it. Yeah.
Regardless of anything else that's happening to me, around me, in front of me, behind me, I am the power that chooses love and joy.
You got it. And then
you can digest anything.
There. That's perfect. And then one more thing that I think I mentioned, that years ago I had a teacher when I was doing some science of mind classes who said it's not about a healing, it's about a revealing. And I told you I started reading the Science of Mind textbook again, and this morning's reading was, healing is not creating a perfect idea or a perfect body. It is revealing an idea which is already perfect.
Yeah, thank you. And the way the channel explains that is, don't fix, create.
Yes.
So don't fix a sickness, create health and wellness, and create the positive, powerful beliefs behind what is going to create that health, as opposed to what's creating the sickness. Awesome. Thank you so much for remembering to do that, Reva. I appreciate it. Thank you, baby.
It.
Thank you. Miss Vicki in Florida, you're on. They're yelling at me to go to you. So what? I can't wait. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for two incredible things. One is the channel. The channel's information about taking the vaccine and your stressing of it has made such a difference for me. And
good.
The second
thank
thing
you.
Is the last last week's call that we've already talked about, the message you got around your family is huge for me as well.
Yes.
And what I want to ask is try to make this a synopsis of this, but I live north of Tampa up in a beautiful, beautiful part of Florida, which is hilly, very unique. I'm on a hill with 10 acres of rolling hay fields, tangerine groves, all my neighbors, we all have acreage, and there's a loop that our dirt road goes to, which is famous, also very, very beautiful, just gorgeous. And our city commissioners have sold pieces of those lands. They acquired it as a corridor into the little town of Dade City. And they've sold it, and they're in the process of re-urbanizing it, like changing the density on our comprehensive plan map. And we've been very involved in this, groups of us. And when I heard what you said about your family, I'm trying to use that. It's very disheartening for us that they are selling us. They should be conserving it. You know, it should be conservancy. And they should have
it's going to be conserved, Vicki. Everybody there has to start taking measures to legally create that.
We have a lawyer. We're trying to do these things. But I'm also using that what you gave us to use every day, the I Am Creating Love, Integrity, Truthfulness, Dignity, and Power through Divine Love. I'm using that with the situation.
Actually, yes, and all injustice is brought to justice now applies to it even more. Guys, if you look at what's going on right now with the redistricting and the census BS and all that stuff, this is injustice as much as it is injustice toward attacking an Asian American or holding a knee on George Floyd's neck. There's so many kinds of injustice right now. And we're very, very close, the channel says, to bringing all of the injustice to task, are the words they're giving me. In other words, they're going to have to answer to it, right? That's okay. Now, let me give you the highest thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Book, song. Can you give me a movie, please? Any movie that pops in.
Okay. Oklahoma, Where the Wind Comes. I guess that's a song, but there is a movie, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, that's the love of the land.
Yes.
It's a perfect, perfect message for you. Right now, you guys have to focus on the love and the freedom of the land. While you are taking whatever steps you need to take legally, but it cannot become an angry or unjust feeling about the land, because that will mm-hmm. not create what you want.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Do you understand?
I do, and that's kind of the energy that we drop into sometimes, because we found out what they really need. They need $10 million to fix their infrastructure of water and utilities. And all of these people, hundreds and hundreds of people, will be, these developments are just 1,000 people. And they will be hooking up to their utility, the city utilities. So we feel like that's the reason they're buying it, and they're allowing it to be developed.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with why you don't want it done.
Okay. Right. We love the land, and we love
that's
the beauty.
Right.
And yeah. Yeah.
That's what you want to help everybody stay focused on, is
okay.
Let's just feel how much we love into this land and
mm-hmm.
the freedom of it and the beauty of it, and that
mm-hmm.
is propelling us to take the action that we're taking. Got it?
Okay. Got it. Does the channel feel, is there any kind of smoking gun or anything that's coming?
That's not the right question. So what do you actually mean
by
that?
Is there anything that will change the trajectory? Because we're feeling like there's one more meeting. We've had 6 meetings, and we're just feeling like, you know, it's almost
not,
over.
Hold on. Is everybody balancing? Well, that's a true statement. It's almost over. But you see, by stating that, you mean it's almost over in the negative.
Yes, yes.
Perspective.
Yes. Right.
Okay, well, then that's a signal you're putting out, baby.
Okay. So it's not almost over in the it's
you don't want to use those words.
Right.
We are
right.
creating, you know, the highest and best outcome for the love of this land.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes. Okay. Good. Wow.
Okay.
That was a great example of how to take this personal challenge about being love out of just the personal and into the corporate or business world. That was, see how they teach us? It's just a beautiful thing. I love you guys so much. Let's just take a minute and feel the love for each other. What an amazing, fabulous, incredible community we have here. Please join me May 26th for the racism and bigotry. We're going to talk everything, you know, every aspect of it. It's so important. Don't turn away from it, please. Lean into it so that you can make a difference. And May 6th, guys, May 6th, that's Thursday, my daughter's episode on the doctors. All right, let's say it together. I love me. Woo! And I love me. Yippee! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.